First of all, I want to thank Eastwood. Thank you for being my church family. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for praying. Thank you for being there yesterday at my papa's funeral. And thank you for serving us a delicious meal afterwards. It was so good at the planning to be able to say, it's okay. Eastwood will take care of us. It was just nothing like that. Thank you so much. John always says that my parents are the goodest people you've ever met. And they are. They are very loving and caring and generous. So good that when I was a teenager, the new minister that came into our church that we'd been to for years upon years spoke prejudiced words from the pulpit. We never went back. When we moved, the minister that came in there didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. He said Jesus was a great man. We never went back. And they have not found a church since. They have gave up on finding a church. But I got saved when I was 18. At that point, I started praying for them because I didn't know where they stood spiritually. So that was almost 48 years ago, a long time. But for them, in their upbringing, it is the most rude thing you can ever ask somebody is where that person stands spiritually. It's rude. And I would offend them. Anytime I ask them anything about their relationship with God, I could share about mine, but if I asked them, it was very offensive. So you guys have been praying. My son-in-law, a little over a year ago, said, you know what? I pray for your parents every day at 12:05. Would you like to join me? I said, well, yes. And I shared it in Sunday school, and a lot of you guys joined us, which I appreciate very much. A year ago, Carlos, where's Carlos? Ah, you and your son, that was such an encouragement. That was like a huge shot in the arm, the encouragement going on there with that. So my papa is 93, and he's been feeling a little weak. So he'd had some tests done, but he was fine. And Friday night, we went to rehearsal dinner for my nephew's wedding. Saturday, I go to pick them up. And he's not dressed. He's in his chair till I feel weak. And I feel my lungs feel funny. So I thought, okay, maybe he's getting a cold. So I set up a diffuser. I prayed over him. And he said, I'm so sorry. Please take your mom. And I said, we won't be long. So we left. And right after the ceremony, my brother got a phone call from my dad saying that he had called 911. So we went down to Memorial. And they said congestive heart failure, which he'd never had, pneumonia, interstitial lung disease. The hospitalists looked at the x-rays, and the x-ray on Saturday did not look at all like the x-ray he'd had on Thursday. The x-ray on Thursday was good. When on Saturday, she said, this is really bad. So I knew my time was short, and I really wanted to know where he stood spiritually so much. So I was praying and asking the Lord to show me direction, and I started trying my hardest to learn Romans 10, 9, and 10 again. Went down Romans Road, remembered it. I've never been able to memorize that those two verses. They're just so hard for me to memorize for some reason. So I was asking the Lord to help me with that. He gave me Psalm 40 and some other verses out of that. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. You are my helper and my deliverer, my God. Do not delay. I delight to do your will, my God. Your instruction lives within me. It's like God said to me, forget memorizing that verse. Let me use the instruction that's in you already. Just let my Holy Spirit work through your life. So I kept trying to be able to talk to Papa there at the hospital, but nurses coming and going, tons of stuff going on, visitors, my mom there, need to take care of her. When people weren't around, I had to take care of things for my Papa. Never could get that time, and I was just kept praying about it. Monday was doing better, but Monday night, I was trying to catch up with laundry at the house, and I was listening to music, and Thy Will by Hilary Scott came on. And it took me to my knees. Thy will be done. And that little phrase, you are God and I am not, really really struck home with me, and I gave my papa totally over to the Lord. And it was like the Lord said to me, why have you not been fasting? Anytime we have something hard going on in our lives, we fast. I hadn't eaten hardly anything for 2 days, but I wasn't fasting. It was like, oh my word, I've been so busy, I forgot the basics of what I need to do. So I determined I was going to fast and pray and watch. The next day, my brother called me, and things were really bad. They were going to send him to intermediate care. He's on 100% oxygen at 40 liters. So it's constant noise of air blowing in that room because it was so strong. And his kidneys were failing now. So I know that's the end. So we were there with him, and that day when I prayed over him, he always let me pray over him every day. He liked it. And that day I prayed, thy will be done. Lord, help my papa be at peace with you. Help my papa be prepared for heaven. So they moved him to intermediate care, and in there they're very strict. Only two people in 24 hours, two designated times. I'm not going to see him much after this. So they let us, they put us in a family room and let us each go in two by two to basically say goodbye, because hardly any of us can go in anymore. A neighbor came by. John took him in first, and then my mom went in, and each person took a turn in there, and I went in, and I prayed for him. You know, there's only so much you can say when you're not alone. So then everybody came back to the room, and I said, wait, John, you didn't really get a turn, did you? And he said, well, I took your neighbor in. I said, well, but you didn't get a turn. Would you go in and pray for him? And he said, you come with me. I said, okay. So we went in, and he prayed, and at the end of his prayer, he prayed, for please save his soul. And I said, Papa, I really want you to live. I'm not ready to let go. But God's timing is always perfect. Always. If you die, where will you spend eternity? And he said, well, I hope in heaven. I said, would you like to be sure? Yeah, how's that? And I said, well, you pray and ask Jesus to be your Savior. And he said, what? How do you do that? And John said, Dad, let Jill pray, and you repeat after her, okay? Okay. So say, Heavenly Father, and then he repeated it. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay for my sins. And he repeated it. I know I have sinned. And then I want Jesus to be my Savior. You would not believe how precious it is to hear the words of your loved ones say those words. I want Jesus to be my Savior. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And he said, can you repeat that? Which meant he was really listening. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And then he said that. And I said, oh, Papa, I get to spend eternity with you. This is the greatest gift you could have ever given me. I get to be with you. And he said, that's it? Like, he was so surprised. And then what does John say? John quoted Romans 10, 9, and 10. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. God sent my man. I didn't have to memorize that verse. I had my man. It worked. And my dad was at peace then. And when we left him, I called Hannah because she couldn't find us. She was trying to find that room, and told her, and she cried with me. And she said, Mama, I've been trying to find the room. And then all of a sudden, I heard piano music playing Jesus Saves. And she said, so I stopped and decided I'll never get to that room. And I started praying for Grandpa to get saved. And I kept praying, I believe, help me in my unbelief. And then a little while later, you call and you tell me the most incredible words. It was just awesome. It was not but a few hours later that the hospitalist called when we'd gone home, and he said, he's not making it. Come back. So the whole family was in there. The doctor let all 19 of us be in there. And there was great pleasure. I got to hold my daddy's arm, and I told him, I kept telling him, I'm going to hold your arm until you go into the arms of Jesus. And I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying I'll see you later, because it is the most precious gift ever. Thank you for giving me that gift, Papa. Thank you for that gift. And thank you for praying.